More than 30 years after being declared a Superfund site, Butte residents still don't know what's in their backyards, or if they're safe. An EPA report recently revealed that the agency hasn't even started to evaluate possible human health risks from mining waste in a whole section of town. Nora Sachs spoke with David McCumber, the editor of the Montana Standard, to find out more.
David McCumber, glad to have you back on Montana Public Radio today.
Nora, thank you very much. As always, it's nice to be there.
Last week, the Montana Standard published a rather extraordinary Superfund story. It centered on the reveal that there's actually a whole section of Butte where the contamination from old mines hasn't even been evaluated, nor have the potential serious risks to human health. Can you peel back the layers of that story and tell us how that came to light?
As part of what it does, the Inspector General's Office of the EPA takes a look at the agency's performance, and as it has probably a dozen times over the last 20 years or so, the IG's office issued a report recently talking about the allocation of resources within EPA. And it pointed out that a lack of resources or perhaps a misallocation of resources within the agency had left many Superfund projects short of help. And as an example, it used the Butte Silverbow Creek Superfund complex. The IG pointed out that one of the units that needs to be cleaned up here, called the West Side Soils, that this operable unit has, after 34 years of Superfund activity, not even been evaluated. Nobody knows what's out there in terms of risk, in terms of contaminants. They know that there are some, but they don't know. And we're talking contamination from old mining and smelting activity. So we're talking about waste that could include things like, obviously, copper, but also arsenic, lead, cadmium, and several other heavy metals that are dangerous to human health.
That sounds a little scary. For those of us who aren't in Butte, can you paint a picture of where Westside Soils, this operable unit, actually is, and if there's anyone who lives there?
It's a fairly ill-defined area. This operable unit, when it was established, was called Non-Priority Soils. And clearly somebody along the line thought, well, when it comes to environmental cleanup, nobody wants to be considered non-priority, so perhaps we should change the name. So they changed the name to Westside Soils. Unfortunately, they didn't change the priority. But in any event, it includes much of what's known as the flat in Butte, which is the area south of downtown, which is on the flat below the Continental Divide and what's known as the East Ridge. So there's actually a good portion of Butte that's included in this operable unit, including quite densely populated areas of Butte.
That's concerning, to say the least.
Well, it is. You know, as I said, I mean, we all were aware that this operable unit really hasn't been evaluated and that a lot of work remains on it. But it may be somewhat complicated in that there are a lot of abandoned mines which may or may not have actually been part of the Anaconda Copper Company, which is what ARCO bought, thus inheriting the liability for environmental problems associated with Anaconda. ARCO, or Atlantic Richfield Company, is now part of BP, the large oil company. So it's not clear how much of the contamination in Westside Soils is going to end up being judged to be BP's responsibility, ARCO's responsibility, and how much of it will be a lot tougher to trace and therefore eventually could become the federal government's responsibility to clean up.
I noticed in the story that the county can sometimes do some investigations of soils on its own, but it has to be public health driven. Has that happened at all? Is there any other evidence coming in that shows there could be some serious contamination?
It's kind of hard to tell. There is what's called the RMAP program. Here it's the Residential Metals Abatement Program. If somebody outside the current area calls the county and says, "Hey, you know, I'd like to have my attic tested, and I'd like to know, you know, about lead on my property," they will go out and test and certainly remove attic dust. But the bigger question is what sort of hot spots there are out there. In other words, areas of where mine tailings have been dumped, old mines, former smelting sites. Nobody really knows where they all are. And so it's very important that this, what's called this site characterization, actually gets done so that these hazards can be identified.
Let's talk about that. What was the response to this from local and regional EPA managers? Do they have any capacity to start taking this on? Is there a timeline?
That's a good question. There is not currently. I was very pleased to see our county health director, Karen Sullivan, come out with a very strong statement of surprise and concern about this. And she demanded of EPA that they put somebody on this full time to begin this process. And of course, what's doubly concerning about this is that it comes against a backdrop and at a time where the Trump administration is currently proposing to cut one-third, some $300 million plus, out of the Superfund budget. So if it's been tough for the last 34 years to get somebody at EPA to deal with this, it's going to get exponentially tougher in the years to come, if all remains on the course it's on now.
Is this starting to feel like a cyclical conversation when we're looking ahead to the new EPA administration, when we're finding out that understaffing is already a problem and these budget cuts are potentially looming? What's it like talking about this for you?
Well, it's pretty darn discouraging. Clearly, it's a great concern. The administrator of EPA, Scott Pruitt, has been talking with Senator Daines about coming to Montana this fall. And Senator Daines has said the first place he would like to take Administrator Pruitt is Butte. So it would be great to have him see this. Again, a lot of the sort of exterior conversation about the Butte cleanup tends to focus on the Berkeley Pit, which actually is one of the only parts of the Butte cleanup that is sort of a legally settled matter. There is a remedy that has been agreed upon in place. You know, it's ironic that the focus was on the pit when there's so much of Butte and so much of this Superfund complex here that is so much farther behind in the process.
I'm glad you brought that up, and thank you so much for elaborating on this part of the Superfund process that really hasn't even kicked in yet for a big section of the town that you live in. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, I would just add that, you know, this town deserves better. You know, Butte helped electrify this country. I mean, the miles and miles of copper wire that followed Edison's light bulb discovery. Much of that came from Butte. Butte helped us fight two world wars. You know, this town deserves the federal government's help and attention in addressing these environmental issues. And it's our fervent hope that we can get the feds to understand that.
Maybe having some administrators come to town will shift things. I guess we'll find out soon. David McCumber, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks again, Nora.
I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.